This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Tell me, what do you know?
I just don't have an update, but I understand the question.
No, it's a very good question. I don't have an update on that. I'm happy to go back and get that.
I don't have anything specific on that. I would need to check in with our team.
Good first day.
Yeah.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You can lead a man to the presidency, but you can't make him think.
The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter.
Ron Burgundy will read anything that is put on that teleprompter. And when I say anything, I mean
Fairly for us to not say that. Failure to say that.
And I like to joke about being known as Joe Bidenopoulos in my Greek-American community.
Man, it's hard to tell what Biden's doing, to be totally frank.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. People like to talk about General McCaffrey saying that some video game footage was actual combat video. Game over, should have given it away, says 978. 603, what did the four-star general say when he saw footage of a gorilla throwing wooden kegs at Russian soldiers? Another guy says, I saw some of the videos on YouTube, and for a second I thought it was real, but then I noticed that the soldier with the shoulder-fired missile never reloaded. He just kept blowing planes out of the sky. Must have been an automatic missile launcher. Max Boot is a military expert, you know. He has a hat like Matt Drudge or Walter Winchell used to wear, so he must be a military expert, right? And
it's me, Mario.
Generalissimo Mario of the Ukrainian Arma 3. 844-500-4242. Here's a story. First, Second Amendment in the news. You think it's not a good thing to be smoking cigarettes, obviously, but especially if you live in the city now, because most times you live with somebody, they don't like smoking anymore. You got to go outside to smoke. It can be very dangerous to go outside. Philadelphia. Police say a robber is dead after being shot by the man he was trying to rob in South Philadelphia. A 24-year-old man went outside to smoke a cigarette in the 2200 block of South 6th Street when a man approached on a bicycle, according to police. The cigarette smoker pulled his gun on the robber. So you have to go out to have a smoke and you'd have to take a gun with you. Philadelphia, it's not the city of brotherly love anymore. It's the city of take a gun outside.
If you're smoking a cigarette, your chances of owning a gun are pretty good.
The man approached him on a bicycle. He announced the robbery. Police say the victim had a valid permit to carry a gun, meaning the guy with the cigarette. One shot was fired, hitting the 30-year-old robber in the head. No word on what brand the shooter was smoking, but he
Lucky Strike.
Probably, yes. Lucky Strike. LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine takedowns, not tobacco takedowns. 844-500-4242. 978, I hope Max Boot doesn't see the opening to 2001 A Space Odyssey. He might think a Stone Age is coming. But I'll tell you, though, he really, Max Boot, he hates Donald Trump. You know, he's another one of these guys who's just came over here and is very angry. Anna Navarro is another one. All these people, David Brooks, all these people drifted into the country and they hate Donald Trump. They hate MAGA. They hate people who were born here. 413, was it a menthol? Yeah, don't stereotype now just because it was in South Philly. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Are you back on the Cape yet?
No, I'll be back probably in about a month. Now I'm broadcasting from Needham and staying in Wellesley, but I'm looking forward to getting back on the Cape.
Oh, the weather is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, right, we had a couple of guys come up for our VIPs, and they're from the Cape. You missed. I'm glad you're here, but you missed a nice day, I guess.
You'll be down at the Gunworks, right?
Yeah, I'll be down at the Gunworks. Absolutely, yeah. I'll be down, and I'll be.
I have a huge question to ask you.
Yes.
Have you got a puppy yet?
No, I don't. I don't. I've been trying to talk the mailroom manager into it, and she keeps saying in our apartment in Wellesley, our condo in Wellesley, they don't allow them. But this girl down the hall has a standard French poodle, white French poodle, and because it's a service dog. Wait, Paul, why can't I have a service dog?
I'm actually going to put my girl in, and she's incredible. She's so well trained, it's ridiculous. I mean, she's equal opportunity. I don't care if you're a little kid or an old lady. You come by my truck.
I've seen three black pugs in the last 2 weeks, and they're so cute. They're old, and some of them are getting a little decrepit, but I really like them. You know, Stewie, Frank, and Ted. Those are their names, and it made me so wish that I had a black pug. I actually want two. I want to get two like I had before. Roscoe and Elroy. And you know, one of my daughters said, they're going to be girls probably, Dad, and you're giving them male names. But I asked Dr. Matt, I said, do they care if they're named Roscoe or an Elroy? No. I never seen a dog care what his name was or her name was. Thanks for the call, Paul. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Mike's so totally changed.
You there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, hi. I'm just calling because you were talking about how the new politicians and immigrants hate the country. Well, I have a repeat of history. My grandpa came from Finland. Why? Because Russia invaded Finland.
Right.
And he and his brother would have to be in the Russian army, so they headed for America and went up to Minnesota working in the mines.
Well, yeah.
So it was. So he would never talk about the old country. Because it was just, he loved this country so much, he just said, no need to talk about that, only in a Finnish accent. But at any rate, they loved it so much up there. You know, everything was the moose and the elks. And so, yeah, I just can't believe how ungrateful people are.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I guess it's a better career move to be ungrateful and just always, you know, have your hand out and demanding something because you've somehow been discriminated against. But, I mean, she's making it seem like she's from a family that was enslaved back before the Civil War, and they just arrived in the country like, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. And I thought she was born here, but she says she's an immigrant, so I guess she wasn't. I guess she was born in Haiti. I mean, you would think she would be really great, just... I mean, Ilhan Omar should be even more grateful. Somalia is a worse country than Haiti. But she's just full of hatred for everything about this country. And there are a number of them that are in Congress now that just seem to be very angry and about what's happened. But nothing's happened to them. All right. Thank you, Joe. 844. We all know people like that. You know, we all know people here right now. I mean, I would say most legal immigrants are really happy to be here. They really appreciate the opportunities, but it's just the ones, the loudmouths, the complainers, they're the ones who get all the attention. 844-500-4242-207. Are you misgendering the pugs? I don't think you can misgender dogs. You know, a dog is a dog. And whatever I want to name it, I'm going to name it.
You misgendered Gunnar.
What do you mean?
Right? Wasn't Gunnar a...
Gunnar was a girl. Gunnar was a female, but she sometimes identified as male when she was humping her sister's leg. So I don't know. I never asked these questions. You know, it's don't ask, don't tell. That's my policy with dogs, as is with every other mammal there is. 8-4, go with Kilroy. I don't know. Elroy is better. Elroy, the name from the Jetsons. That was the name of George Jetson's son. It's better than Leroy. I like Elroy better than Leroy. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied recent economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may quickly lessen. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to be sure that you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You could have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With more than 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming. Don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Enjoy more sunshine and less time in the checkout line with HelloFresh, especially now that the weather's getting so good. Finally, delivered right to your door. Try the Sweet Heat Shrimp Tempura Bowls or Garden Spinach Ricotta Ravioli. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What's the result thus far?
What's causing inflation in the United States? Putin, Trump, greed, or Brandon?
The fake Indian says greed. That's one of the reasons I threw that in there. It's greed. It's always greed. So she wants to put in price controls. How'd that work out when Nixon was president? First, there wasn't enough of whatever he put the price controls on. Then he had to take the price controls off, and the price went up even faster. That's what would happen again. It's obviously Brandon's fault.
95% say Brandon.
Brandon's fault. 844-500-4242. You know, another question we could have done today, Taylor, is do you think Elon Musk will eventually buy Twitter? I think he will. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's just trying to get the price down, and I don't blame him, you know? If 20% of them are bots, he's getting ripped off. He's probably getting ripped off anyway, but he's got enough money that it's not as big of a deal as it would be for any of us. A lot of people like the name Elroy for a pug. Ask your new pugs how they identify, like in that high school survey.
Well, didn't Elroy from the Jetsons have a pug nose?
He did, actually, yes.
There you go.
Yeah, he did. People are saying, but the dog was named Astro. Well, I don't like the name Astro. Besides, I can't have rhyming names, Roscoe and Astro. You got to be a little different, like Pearl and Gooner. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, two things. Maloney's my congressman, and he's an arrogant piece of crap.
Oh, this is you. You have the male. You have the male Maloney, Sean Patrick Maloney. Yes,
right, exactly. I'd almost register as Democrat and vote for the other guy, so you know they lose the election. But there's a better story. Actually, I just sent it up to Matt Michael Knowles just posted online a video of Biden espousing replacement theory.
Really?
It's a tape of him. It's a tape of him from C-SPAN. So it's on Twitter. I just sent it to Matt.
Oh, that's great.
Fight on there. So take a
I'm just reading it. Let me read you one of the quotes from this guy, Mondaire Jones. He's the black gay guy, as opposed to, and this is what he said about the white gay guy that he's now been redistricted into in suburban New York. Sean Patrick Maloney did not even give me a heads up before he went on Twitter to make that announcement that he was running in the district. And I think that tells you everything you need to know about Sean Patrick Maloney. Wow. They're like scorpions in a bottle, John, aren't they?
It's cat fight.
You know, I just thought of something else that's funny. Sean Patrick Maloney is the guy who's head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. He's the one who passes out all the money to the incumbent Democrats to get elected. Do you think Sean Patrick Maloney is going to give a lot of money to Mondaire Jones if Mondaire Jones is running against him?
This has been really enjoyable, actually, to tell you the truth.
I think it's just starting. I just think it's just beginning. Because when the Supreme Court refuses to hear this case again in the state Supreme Court in Albany, Hakeem Jeffries, because he got districted in with some other black guy. They're gonna be screaming and yelling racism at the top of their lungs. Oh my God! They're gonna have to bring in Patrice Cullors and Monica Cannon Grant together. Monica Cannon Grant will have to get permission from her probation officer to leave Massachusetts before the trial. It's gonna be great. Thanks for the call, John. He is such a fraud. He's right about Sean Patrick Maloney. Carolyn Maloney's not much better. She's the one that's running against Nadler. It's just so funny. I gotta read you the New York Times thing. The first two graphs. Earlier this year, Democrat leaders in New York made a brazen gamble with the National Party's blessing. They created a congressional map that promised its candidates as many as 3 additional House seats. On Monday, yesterday, 3 weeks after the state's highest court declared the Democrats' map unconstitutional, it became clear just how spectacularly the party's gambit had backfired. I love it when a gambit spectacularly backfires on Democrats. You know the old saying, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Tyler, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tyler.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to talk about the Azov Battalion. So I've been hearing about them very differently.
Yes.
And I really don't know anything about them. I just remember that when, you know, white supremacist groups overseas were the biggest threat to our national security. They were talking about the Azov Battalion, but this is the exact same group that they're saying is in no way linked to white supremacy.
They're freedom fighters now, Tyler. They're freedom fighters. You're right.
So I don't know. From looking at them, what I've seen, I really don't see many connections with the Nazi Party with them.
Tyler? I don't know the answer. You know, when I first read about the ghost of Kiev, you know, my BS detector went off. I said to myself, I don't think there is a ghost of Kiev. And then, of course, it turned out there wasn't. And you know the old saying about the fog of war? I think this is the BS of war, the BS and the fog of war. And I don't believe anything I hear. You know, even if I see Pac-Man going after those Russian planes, I don't believe it. You know, so I wish I could answer the question for you, Tyler. But
it's me, Mario.
But the fact, you know, again, I don't care about the Ukrainian border. Maybe I'm just selfish and, you know, a nativist. I just want to protect our border. I'm concerned about the invasion going on across the Rio Grande. I don't care about the Black Sea. All right. It doesn't affect me. You know, what was it? Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay at the time said, I don't have no quarrel with them Viet Congs. I don't have no quarrel with them Russians, you know? No Russian ever called me a deplorable. 844-500-4242. You know what Cassius Clay said? No, but no Viet Cong had ever called him. I won't repeat that. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I love when the Democrats say there's price gouging going on. Gouging. You know, when a corporation gouges me, at least I get something in return for it. What do I get from the government except more hassles and headaches? Just like the big tobacco.
Putin's price strike.
Who makes more money off of cigarettes than, is it big tobacco or big government? I'll tell you, it's big government. They got all these taxes on cigarettes, and they don't have to produce anything. It's just a scam. It's like Black Lives Matter with these corporations. It's the big tobacco or big baby formula or big anything is just looking for protection. They just want to be left alone. God, 844-500-4242. I'll tell you, though, here's my favorite quote. One, I just got to, these quotes are so good from these Democrats. And somebody said, I love these Democrats eating themselves, but who's ever running against Nadler better watch out or he might get eaten. So actually, that's Carolyn Maloney might get eaten. You know, they combine Manhattan. You know, I just think of the old song, East Side, West Side. There used to be a different congressman. Now they got one. East Side, West Side, Nadler's eating Maloney alive. We're talking literally here, folks. But anyway, this is what Hakeem Jeffries wrote. And again, he's used to these people, turning on each other. AOC was threatening to run somebody against him when she first got into Congress. But it's a tragic thing to see these people turning on each other. This is what Hakeem Jeffries said. The draft map released by a judicial overseer in Steuben County and unelected out-of-town special master, both of whom happen to be white men, is part of a vicious national pattern targeting districts represented by members of the Congressional Black Caucus. They were going to knock three Republicans out. That was okay. But when the worm turns on them, it's a vicious national pattern. And by the way, I thought they loved unelected judges. Didn't they used to love unelected judges when they had the majority of people on the Supreme Court? I believe they did. Now it's a different story. If it weren't for standards that have no, that if it weren't for double standards that have no standards at all. So anyway, John just came up with something. He just sent it over to Matt to pull. And this is Joe Biden talking about the replacement theory in 2017. Here it is.
An unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America.
That's not true.
Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Just because you're under 50% doesn't mean you're a minority. Does he not understand that?
And does he think that everybody who's crossing the border is going to want to go on welfare and vote for the Democrats? I mean, look at what's happening in the Rio Grande Valley. It's all switching over to Republican, largely because they don't want this tide of illegal aliens who are just going to become dependent on the people who are already here. But he seems to, he's pretending that. Well, let's play some more of his cuts. You got Taylor found some more cuts. Let's hear him.
Our culture. It's not imported from some African nation or some Asian nation. It's our English jurisprudential culture, our European culture.
That was from 2020. I was on the campaign trail.
I never heard that word, jurisprudential. Is that an insurance company? Do they sell? Is it mutual or life insurance company? I know what jurisprudence is, but I never heard it referred to as, maybe it's a word and I just don't know it. Jurisprudential.
Well, he uses words like tranche, so it's probably a word.
It's time to stand up. It's time to fight back. It's time to reclaim our heritage, and it's time, and we are ready. We are looking for this fight. The future of our country depends on it.
Now, that could be taken out of context.
That's much more incendiary than anything Tucker Carlson has ever said in his life.
Reclaim our heritage. How many meanings does that have?
Yeah, you're right. Reclaim our heritage. Reclaim our heritage.
You want me to send these to you?
Why don't you just tweet out Reclaim Our Heritage?
I can't tweet out audio.
Okay. All right. Okay. Nah, that's okay. I don't need them, I don't think. I got other stuff going. I got other irons in the fire. 860, I'm very concerned that with all this redistricting going on in New York State that Long Island could tip over. 207, do I get to be a protected class now as a minority white man? Yeah. That's what Dapper O'Neill always used to say. He said, I'm an Irish Catholic bachelor and I was born here. Can't get to be much more of a minority than that around here, damn it. Dapper never made the promised land, though, of being in a protected class. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm a big fan, huge fan, been listening to you for 20 years.
Thank you.
Howie, the one thing I wanted to point out is that, you know, in 2016, Donald Trump pulled off the upset of a century.
Correct.
We had the House, we had the Senate.
Yes.
And we gave it away.
Yes, we did.
We gave it away, and...
Well, we didn't give it away. Paul Ryan and... Mitch McConnell and all those rhinos that were in the Trump sadly added to his cabinet and his staff, they gave it away.
It's on the court, but the bottom line is, Howie, I pray to God that we take back the Congress and the Senate, but it's not going to mean anything if we have these guys that don't want to do anything. I mean, take the Kavanaugh thing. Ted Cruz went to Harvard. And we got to get some woman to cross-examine this woman that comes out for a rape charge 30 years ago with no merit. And he doesn't even have the intestinal fortitude to question her. I mean, at least Trump has kazoo, if you know what I mean. I mean, what's going on?
Well, that's why he defeated Trump for Cruz, for the nomination, right? Because Cruz just. He was tougher than some of them, but he wasn't tough enough. You're right. I mean, they've got to do that. They've got to learn. And I hope Trump knows what he's doing, endorsing people like Dr. Oz. Well, because Dr. Oz, as many people have pointed out, he has the look of a Pierre Delecto, of a Susan Collins. And Trump is vouching for him, and I sure hope he's right. And, J.D. Vance, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't trust that guy totally, I mean, he's one of these guys, he talks a good game, but he went to Yale Law School. I'm sorry. I got a problem with that. And I don't trust the guy. And he's a hillbilly. I know he's claiming to be a hillbilly, but, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. 844-500-4242. Somebody says, somebody better break it to Joe that Hispanics are actually white. You know what? He's right. Until 1970, I think it was, Hispanics were always considered white. And, Nixon made a new ethnic group. It was a big, big mistake. Because it just put some more millions more people on the list to get preferential treatment. Although I think a lot of Hispanics still think of themselves as white, because they are. I mean, that's what it boils down to. They are white. What's the difference? What's the difference between any race when you come right down to it? 844-500-4242, 603. My replacement theory is that anyone who replaces Sleepy Joe would be a better president. Here's where your replacement theory falls apart, 603. Kamala Harris. Nancy Pelosi. Pat Leahy. Dianne Feinstein. If again, assuming they keep control of the Senate, which I don't think they're going to. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I'll tell you, I'm beginning to think that maybe we should disengage Democrats with all the hatred they're trying to stir up. Like the rich aren't paying their fair share. I mean, this whole hate the rich crap, I mean, they're not doing anything to help their base to prosper or get ahead. Or to feel good about themselves.
If their base prospers, Steve, if their base prospers, they have less control over them. As long as they're controlling the handouts, they feel that they have power. They don't seem to understand that eventually they'll be overthrown by the masses or whatever you want to call the people that are on welfare and dependent on government.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping for a mild economic disaster to wake up Joe, who says, I don't care about politics, all of a sudden watch him start caring about politics.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Steve. By the way, it's time to announce today's winner of the $50 for gas. And the way you get into this contest, we give away $50 a day. Grace gives away $50 a day on her show. The easiest way in the world to enter the contest, go to HowieCarrShow.com and just enter your email address on our list. Enter your email address on our list, and you'll be entered to win $50 a day from my show and from Grace's show. And it doesn't matter if you've been on for 2 minutes or 2 years, you're still entered to win. As long as your name remains on our email list, you're entered to win the contest. So let's have the drum roll. Today's winner is Sharon. Sharon, you have won $50 for gas from Howie Carr. Look for
it. The money is mine. I have the money. The money is mine. I got it.
Look for an email, Sharon, from store at Howie Carr Show with instructions on how to claim your $50, which should buy you, I don't know, 4 or 5 gallons of gasoline. Less tomorrow.
Not if it's $445 a gallon.
That's
like
right.
That's right.
Yeah, Margaret Brennan or whatever her name is from CBS. It'll buy you 1/9 of a gallon of gasoline, Sharon. If you want to win $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarrShow.com and sign up on our email list for a chance to win the $50 a day in gas money. Congratulations, Sharon. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
So jurisprudential is kind of a word. When you look it up on Google, there's a lot more jurisprudence than there is jurisprudential. But the Prudential Insurance Company gets a lot of mentions.
It says adjective relating to the science or philosophy of law or a system of laws.
Right. There are better words to use than jurisprudential. Juris Geico. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of more cuts from Biden. This is Biden in Buffalo, New York. So he goes for this tragic moment, and he tries to crack a joke right out of the box. Cut two.
And Gov, thank you for taking my call when I called. And I'll never forget what she said. I said, I'd like to maybe come up if it's okay. She said, this is a big Scranton. Come. And I think you're doing a heck of a job. Thank you.
Forgot her name, by the way.
Hochul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He mentioned Chuck Schumer. He mentioned the mayor's name, but he says Gov.
Well, the mayor's name is Brown. That's tough to lose even for Brandon, I think. All right. And by the way, yesterday he mentioned called the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Drug Administration, but we played around with that all day. Let's cut nine.
Look, we've seen the mass shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, El Paso, Texas, and Pittsburgh, last year in Atlanta, this week in Dallas, Texas, and now in Buffalo, New York. White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through our, it really is. Running through our body politic. And it's been allowed to fester and grow right in front of our eyes.
How about that shooting on Sunday at the church in Southern California by that white supremacist from China? How about the shooting in Brooklyn by the guy who hated Ketanji Brown Jackson because she married a white guy and said he hoped the devil would kill all whiteys? He was a white supremacist, I guess, when he shot all those people on the subway. What a fool. Cut 10.
Failure for us to not say that, failure in saying that, is going to be complicity. Silence is complicity.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Failure to not, for us not to not say, failure to say in that. Cut 13.
And most deserve the most. We're the most multiracial, most dynamic nation in the history of the world.
Most deserve the most. We diss. Pedro, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pedro.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I know this is never going to happen, but I'd like to just put it out to the universe anyway. We've had two insurrections now in the last 10 years, both of them directed against President Trump, one in 2016 and one in 2020. I just saw the movie 2000 Mules a couple of days ago, which I highly recommend everybody watch. But I suggest that as a result, I'm a little frustrated listening to Dinesh D'Souza out there on the trail saying there's really no precedent or nothing we can do about it, really, constitutionally. But I said we just do like the left always does. And what I would recommend if the...
I don't want... I think we all know what you're going to recommend, Pedro. We don't want to be doing
peaceful
that.
Peaceful protests, is that where he was
going? Yes, he was going down the peaceful protest road. David, quickly, go ahead.
I don't know why LaPierre thinks that we need to know she's gay. Any more than we need to know, Ari Fleischer is attracted to redheads or blondes. But
Joe, you know, I would, Joe, David, I would be the first press secretary ever born in the state of Maine. What would I do if I said that one of my first day on the job? They'd say he's lost his mind, right?
How about Hunter Biden? Is he going to be paying his fair share?
Yeah, exactly. What about Joe and Jill when they set up that, what is it, Corporation S or Corporation R, so they didn't have to pay $325,000 in Medicare? That could have paid a lot of bills, medical bills, for deserving Democrats. I'm Howie Carr.